Well, she's been in the judiciary for some time now. She came into the Constitutional Court after having been the head of the Supreme Court of Appeal. Justice Meyer had been has acted in a number of courts until she was appointed to the Supreme Court of Appeal, and the way she became the president of the Supreme Court of Appeal. And when the position became open 2 years ago, she applied and contested the position with the current outgoing Chief Justice. In that process, she had excelled very well, and she was the only one recommended for the position of Chief Justice. Actually, the outgoing Chief Justice was a worst performer, but the current president, for reasons known to him, decided to ignore the recommendation of the panel that was selecting the person to become the next Chief Justice. And as a way of accommodation, she was then appointed to become the Deputy Chief Justice in the place of the outgoing Chief Justice, who was then a Deputy Chief Justice. So it was more a way of Ramaphosa trying to say, yes, I can hear the recommendation, but I've got my own person. So for political reasons, he decided to choose a different Chief Justice who was never recommended. So now, with his term having come to an end, it became obvious that the person who was initially recommended for the position would be the next. And when the panel met, they simply endorsed the position that they had taken much earlier, about 2 years ago, hence her appointment as the next Chief Justice and the first female to be the Chief Justice of South Africa.